The Holy Temple. Settle into a comfortable position. Close and relax your eyes, your shoulders, your jaw, and your hands. Soften your belly. Notice your breath. Take a few deep breaths, feeling your belly and ribcage expand, pausing at the top, then allowing tension in your body to release as you exhale. Place your attention in your heart center. Now raise your inner eye to the space between your eyebrows and rest your gaze here at the sixth chakra. Find yourself standing before a door. This is the door that leads into your inner sanctuary. Take a moment to notice the shape and framing of the door. Notice the texture of the door. Notice the handle or the knob that you will use to open the door. Now reach out and open the door and step through it into a modest cottage. This one-room cottage is naturally light and is simply furnished with everything you need for comfort. There's a peaceful feeling in the room, and the natural light is coming from windows that look out onto a natural landscape. Take a walk around the room, and be aware that this cottage is completely yours and matches your needs and preferences perfectly. Notice where you might sit or lie down. If there is a wood stove or a fireplace. Perhaps there is a table to sit at. As you return to this space in the future, more details will emerge. Now notice that there is a second door in the cottage, and let yourself be drawn to it, but don't open it yet. This door may be solid, or it may be windowed. This door will lead you outside and into your personal landscape. This landscape is rich with beauty and life, and can fulfill your every need for connection and harmony with nature and your source. Open the door now and step outside, where you find that your cottage sits atop a small knoll, providing you with a view of a small valley surrounded by wooded hills. This valley is set apart from the rest of the world, and the wooded hills provide a natural barrier protecting the peace and privacy of your sanctuary from outside influences. Feel the sun on your face. Feel the air as it brushes against your hair and skin. Look to your right and left and notice your surroundings. Notice now that before you are stone steps leading down to a grassy meadow at the foot of the knoll you're standing on. Approach these steps now and look down at your bare feet. Watch your feet as they slowly take each step down toward the meadow. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're now standing in the meadow. Feel your feet in the grass. The cool earth supporting and nourishing your body. Take a few steps further into the meadow and kneel. Then lie down on your stomach, feeling the cool touch of the earth under your belly. Place your forehead on the earth and whisper to the ground, "Thank you. I love you." Rise up again to standing and notice that you hear the sound of water burbling. Look around and find the source of this sound, a spring-fed stream. Walk toward it and find an easy access point where you can step down onto a sandy patch on the edge of the stream. Notice your surroundings. Look along the banks of the stream and notice the trees and stones. Notice if you can smell the combination of water and earth. See if you can sense the origin of this water, bubbling up from the holy spring upstream from where you stand. Now look down at your feet, at the edge of the water, and step forward into the stream so that the water is running across the tops of your feet and around your ankles. Feel the coolness and the movement of the water. See how crystal clear and pure this water is. You can see the beautiful stones of the stream bed. Notice that in the middle of the stream, there are large, smooth stones that are a perfect fit for your body to lie on, submerging just enough to be safely covered by the gentle current of the water. Move forward now to lie on these stones, submerging your body in the pure, clear, sacred waters, your feet pointing downstream so that the current can cleanse you. Allow the moving water to dissolve and carry away your fears. Let the water carry away your judgments, your pain, your grief, your doubt, your worry, and your anger. The water is dissolving blockages that keep you stuck, dissolving any resistance or resentment that you may be holding on to. Feel all the toxins and stagnant energy flowing off of your hands and feet, fingertips and toes, washing downstream to become compost for nature to recycle. Now rise up from the water and make your way back to the bank of the stream. Before you leave this holy stream, bend down and place your hand in the water, blessing it with your love and appreciation. Feel the sun and gentle breeze against your skin. Feel the cleansed energy pulsing in your body. Today, you're going to visit the holy temple that sits on the verge of the forest and meadow. Turn toward the direction that the temple is located and begin to walk that way. When you near the temple, pause and take in its external structure. Notice its architecture. Is it an open or enclosed structure? Notice its size. Notice the roof. Notice the entrance, now drawing you toward it. Are there steps? Is there a door, or simply an arch to walk through? Step into this holy temple now, realizing that it is designed specifically for you, where you can commune with the divine in whatever way matches your unique needs and preferences. Walk into the center of the temple and take a slow look around, noticing the various aspects of this sacred place. Is there an altar? Are there statues or icons? Are there windows or openings that look out to the forest or the meadow? What does the ceiling look like? What does the floor look like? There's a particular place that draws your attention now, pulling you toward it, inviting you to sit in contemplation. Move to the spot and take a seat. Rest here for a few moments and take in the feeling of this holy place. There's a clarity here that's exquisite. There is a sense of infinity and communion with the cosmos. Feel yourself being freed from the confines of shoulds and must-dos. Feel the constraints of your egoic personality loosen its grip on the belief of being worthy or unworthy of anything at all. Feel any concerns about your enoughness dissolve and evaporate. Feel yourself being freed from all the dogma and faulty thinking that has affected your beliefs about yourself and who you really are. Know that there is no separation between you and all that is. And feel the divine love that you are with no reservation. Say to yourself internally, I am loved. I am loving. I am lovable forever. I am loved. I am loving. I am lovable forever. I am loved. I am loving. I am lovable forever. Become aware that if you are ever in need of comfort or guidance, you may invite the presence of any teachers, guides, or avatars who you desire to connect with to join you here in this sacred space to offer their insight and wisdom. It's time now to begin making your way back to the world. Rise and make your way back to the entrance of the temple. When you are at the threshold, turn and bow to the sanctuary and beam your gratitude and appreciation for this space, which is always here for you when you need guidance, inspiration, comfort and peace. It's time now to return to the secular world. Return to the meadow where you pause to lift your arms up to the heavens in gratitude and appreciation. Bring your hands back down into a namaste position and bow to the earth, offering your gratitude and appreciation for this precious personal landscape and to nature, which is ever present for you and nurtures you in infinite ways. Turn to the steps leading up the knoll towards your cottage. Begin to take the steps upward and into awareness of the current moment. 6, 5, 4, feeling more and more present in this room and aware of your body as you ascend the steps. 3, 2, 1, knowing that you can return to your inner sanctuary whenever you desire. Blessed be.